This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We are at the third annual Fork Fest here at Rogers Campground.
Yeah,
and it's actually
it's a beautiful day. It's just, you know, clear skies. It's idyllic. It's like out of a postcard here.
I give thee the lie in the throat, sir.
You can see for miles. It's so just all nice and warm. Summer fun. This is great. I got a margarita here, a Corona. It's great. I love being here at Fork Fest. It was a great day.
So it is actually raining, and in fact, you could probably hear it in the background.
We're still having fun
because we're underneath the LRN.FM broadcast tent that we have this year waterproofed because last year, apparently these Easy Up tents, as expensive as they are not actually waterproof.
And your suffering was intense.
Indeed. And so what we did was we tarped the tent, so there's a tarp over top of the tent, and that will solve the water, at least the water coming straight down issues. The water coming in from the side we can deal with. We've got tarps, and we can lower the tent and all that. But you know what? It's not uncommon to be here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains. You can't see them right now because it's super foggy out. I mean, well, you can see some hills over there, but it's just... Vincent, I know it's your first time here. Trust me, when the sun comes out...
This is your first time?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've been to Lancaster before for Santa's Village. I went there with my mother when I was young, but this is my first time here at Rogers Campground.
Yeah, it's like, I think, 5 minutes from here or something like that. It's not very far.
Wow.
Yeah, this, what is it? Santa's Village is like a summertime kids... park? Is it like a water park?
I don't know about the water. It's a basically a Christmas-themed park. So, like, they have, like, actual reindeer who my mother almost cried for.
For sufficiently small values of theme park. We're not talking about Six Flags over America. We're talking about a little cocktail umbrella Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Well, but hold on. That's comparing it to what people think of theme parks today. But back when theme parks were just starting, a lot of them were... very small things like Santa's Village.
You weren't
here.
That big when you started either.
But you know, they made a movie with Johnny Knoxville. But somewhere in the like Carolinas region or the South, there was like a theme park that was it was a small thing started by independent businessmen, but it was just like known for its extreme. Rides and things that people would get injured and everything like that.
Is that why Johnny Knoxville was in it? Because he's like falling out of rides, or
yeah. So it was a movie. It was like a fictional movie with him in it. Yeah, it was about it. It was pretty good. And I saw a documentary about it. Very interesting. The history of theme park. So I mean, I just ask that people don't be too critical of Santa's Village because really that's like how theme parks.
You've got
parks
some good
work.
Memories there from Santa's Village. So we're here at Rogers Campground, which is just a beautiful park. And we, as you pointed out earlier today, Rich, when we arrived,
have we identified ourselves yet?
No, not yet. It's okay. Ian, Rich, and
Vincent. Well, I mean,
Vincent.
my accent, they probably know me.
That's Vincent.
Yes.
You're Vincent.
Yes, for sure. Hello.
You're Rich.
I'm Rich.
Yeah.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I'm Ian. Things are going to get more weird, you know, as the week goes on, as various substances are imbibed. And one of my favorite times at this event was, I think, the first year. I had stayed up all night, the final night, and I think I took mushrooms or LSD. I think it was mushrooms. And then these guys showed up from a show called ANCAP Barbershop. It's a radio or it's a podcast that Roger Paxton has on his little podcast network that he does. And they're like comedian, kind of super funny, good sense of humor kind of guys. Like, you weren't around, Rich, so like they were a good sit-in. So I'd wanted to meet them, and
three men to substitute for me.
Yeah, I knew that they were gonna be getting here that morning, like the first morning of Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the event that follows this one this year. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that later. And I had been up all night, and I was smoking a bowl outside of my car at like 7 in the morning. Because I wanted to stay up for the sunrise, because sometimes
sure.
It's really spectacular.
I usually stay up for the sunrise here.
Sometimes they can be really spectacular. And so these dudes show up with an Alabama license plate, and I knew that they were coming up from Alabama, and I'm just sitting there, you know, chiefing on a pipe. And they go over and they pull over nearby where I was. And so I look over and I just invite them over and say, hey, you want to smoke? Like, so the first thing they did, it was their first time coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that happens to them as soon as they get out of their car is somebody offers them a pipe of some cannabis. And so we bonded instantly. I had all my equipment for recording. It was all put away because we were done. Like, it was the first morning of Porkfest. We were done for the weekend. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to unpack the equipment. Do you guys have an hour? Let's do a recorded show.
Uh-huh.
And so we didn't record the whole show, but we, you know, hammered out a pretty extensive interview. So it's kind of fun, like, welcoming new people in like that, you know? Yeah.
Well, my introduction was scary. My
to
first
what?
Year, my introduction to Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a different festival. But
to, in general, Liberty
Similar
Campgrounds in New Hampshire is... I came up on the Sunday it was supposed to start, and in those days, the organizers apparently didn't show up before the event. So they just kind of showed up, and it started when it
right.
started. So I got here at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and there was not a single Free Stater in the campground.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never met a Free Stater at this point. So
Free Staters are people who migrated to New Hampshire or plan to migrate to New
yeah.
Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
So I didn't know anybody in New Hampshire, and I'm at Rogers Campground, and they're just like, nope, nobody showed up for that. And they meant nobody showed up yet, but I thought they meant nobody had showed up. And so I'm driving around Laconia thinking, what am I going to do if I go back to this thing and there's nobody there?
This was when it was held at a different campground.
Yeah, this was near Laconia. And, So anyway, I drove back and people had finally started trickling in. It was like, oh, thank God, this isn't... I thought the whole thing was vaporware.
Right. Turns out it worked out. Turns out a couple thousand people moved up here for that migration, and now there's other migrations like the Shire Society, and I think you just launched one recently, right?
Yeah, I started the Live Free or Die Project, although we're kind of... I almost consider myself at this point kind of a marketing project for the Shire Society migration.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, it's just a reboot of the FSP because, you know, FSP Incorporated has annoyed a certain number of the liberty lovers who wanted to move to New Hampshire. And
it's part of the reason why Forkfest exists.
Yeah, so it's like, you could call it a fork of the Free State Project.
Yeah, there you go. Without all the bureaucracy.
Right, and the only difference is you're not on our blockchain until you say I'm part of it. But you can be part of us and part of the Free State Project, too. We're completely... you know, friendly to them.
So could someone be part of the KKK and be part of the Live Free or Die Project?
There is no organization to say at this point to say that he could not. There would just be me, and I would probably tell him to go beep himself, because I don't know if we're censored or not right now.
Please don't use those words. I would have to then stop the recording and then go back and cut it out.
Well, or in post, you could just put a beep sound over it. If you had enough time.
See, I just put the beep sound over it myself, and then I can do censorship.
Well, I would volunteer some time for that, you know, just to go through it, just for artistic sake.
We're time crunched today.
Oh, no,
is that autistic sense or artistic?
Artistic.
Okay. I am an artist. I can't work like this.
So I don't know where we're going with all that. Oh yeah, the Live Free or Die Project is what you were.
Oh yeah, we were talking about Live Free or Die Project. So anyway, that will have a presence outside Facebook shortly. Right now, it only exists on Facebook, but I'm slowly migrating off.
Excellent. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. There's going to be a lot of interesting people here, I'm sure. It's early. Yeah, as you pointed out earlier today, Rich, when we first arrived here at about just after noon Eastern time at beautiful Rogers Campground, that you know, we're the vanguard, we're the early the early crew, if we will, the roadies, if you will, of this festival, because there really aren't very many people here on the campground at this point. This is a very, very early. It's the first day. It's raining, so if there are people here, they're probably huddled inside their tents or their RVs. Or
you can't set up a tent.
Or hotel rooms. You could.
Well, not wisely.
I've set up tents.
Yeah.
Okay, said, I wouldn't.
We set this one up.
No, but I'm here, you don't have to listen.
The thing is, you might be wet inside the tent, but if you wrap yourself in a good sleeping bag, you'll be wet and warm and not die.
All right, so we got more coming up here from ForkFest. It's day number one. You can come out here. We're going to be here all weekend through Monday. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. We got more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019, year number 3 of this, what is, I think, is going to be an excellent year. just based on the buzz that's been surrounding ForkFest this year so far, there's been more people talking about it.
I've got a great buzz.
I hope so. I'm glad for you. At this point, I have not yet done that because, well, you know, I've been doing responsible, like, show setup stuff. And that's what we're doing right now. We're doing Free Talk Live, and we're recording Free Talk Live because, well, that's the best way to do the show on, you know, when we're on remote like this. It's just nice to be able to do it during the day. You got people walking by, you know, stopping by, hanging out at the tent. Mm. We can just kind of grab somebody. If there's somebody we want to interview, we can just grab them right then and just do it right then. We don't have to tell somebody, oh, yeah, Rich, why don't you come back at 9 o'clock tonight when you're 3 sheets to the wind and you're totally going to forget, right?
Like, yeah, because the thing is you can respond then to what the person is thinking and saying right then. Because
yeah,
we're
exactly.
All wandering around thinking weird things. I mean, especially sometimes with chemical help and sometimes just because we're weird people.
Sure.
And so, but, you know, 99% of what goes through my head is not useful. It's just, it's the ideas that, you know, you think through it for about, you know, 55 minutes, and then in the last 5 minutes of the hour, you realize why the idea won't work.
So something that is useful for those that are trying to reach the cryptocurrency market, maybe spreading awareness of your crypto technology, you need a communications company that specializes in that field, not just your average PR firm, but one that can leverage 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners. The Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic and international, they reach 56 different countries and can provide translation services as well. If your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptocurrencyWire.com. And we have used them here at Free Talk Live. It's CryptocurrencyWire.com. And you can hear in the background, I think, Vince, you did successfully kill the mosquito with the mosquito racket.
It's dead, Jim.
Yep. Well, I suspect there will be more. You know, one of the things that's nice about Rogers Campground is there really aren't that many mosquitoes here. You'll notice this over the weekend.
There's no large body of water for them.
Not after we've been here.
Well,
libertarians show up armed.
Well, and there was
Verain also is keeping them down, right?
Well, I mean, just generally what they do is they mow the lawns here, the campground, pretty effectively, and so there's not a whole lot of grass for ticks and things like that, and it's actually a pretty bug free. All things considered, there's going to be bugs here, right? Like there are going to be mosquitoes.
Right.
You definitely don't want to forget your mosquito repellent or whatever. But having these rackets, I remember one year I think it was Amish Paul went out and he got a bunch of those rackets at like the Big Lots store or they call them job lots up here. But
Ocean State job lot.
He went and he bought a bunch of those things at like $5 a piece. And then came here, and I think he was getting $20 for one of those rackets. And
that's a racket in itself. I might emulate.
It's a good one. I actually did it one year and sold them for $10. Just doubled the money. And it's convenient. People need it right then. They don't want to leave the campground. And he literally sold like a shopping cart full of those bug rackets here.
Yeah.
And so having
that's not a bad plan. 15, 2 for 20.
Yeah. Having armed, like you said, people armed with these the bug rackets is, I think, helpful.
Yeah, it's neighborhood effects. You know, anytime you produce, you make when you're doing positive things, you're reducing the entropy of the world. Then you make the world better for the people around you without even giving a damn about that.
It looks like you were going to say something.
Yeah, I just want to say, Ian, I'm so glad you brought that up because
bug rackets.
That story because of, you know, showing just how free market at work, Agora market at work,
yep.
And that it's important for people who are coming who haven't gotten here yet, who are on the way listening to, or just even here already to bring plenty of money and cryptocurrency with them because there's going to be independent vendors, right, selling food here and accepting cryptocurrency and using the currency of peace. And, if you want to stop these federal wars, you've got to stop using their money. So
that's true.
Bring cryptocurrency here and buy from Matt Roach and Vincent Freeman here.
You're cooking. You're going to be cooking with
absolutely.
Matt
Roach. Yeah, yeah.
My church finds that very important that you don't trade in the coin of your enemy. Because when you trade in somebody's coin,
you're empowering them.
You're empowering them. Yep. Exactly. You're saying, you know, these people have value for me. And the dollar does not have value for me. So I brought about $800 that I'm going to sacrifice to the crypto gods while I'm here at festival, and I'm going to be, I'm moving toward a fully crypto lifestyle.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
I know that there are other people who've done that. Joel Valenzuela from Dash Force News, he has gone completely crypto, shut down his bank accounts, completely has gone outside of that system, and that's how he lives his life. Now,
Rise Dash only?
I don't know if he's Dash only, but he's certainly like a Dash guy, so I think he probably tries to use as much Dash as possible.
Which is what our stand will accept, actually. We'll accept Dash, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin Cash.
Well, you know, it's funny. We have these Bitcoin ATM machines.
Bitcoin vending machines.
Bitcoin vending machine. Yeah. But it would be really easy to just print up T-shirts that say, human crypto vendor.
Sure.
And just walk around selling the stuff. And the nice thing about that is the more decentralized it is when you get into crypto, the more likely your anonymity is to be preserved. I don't like having government eyes on me, and I know none of us do.
No, definitely not.
And
I actually had a crypto-related story, and you do too, Vincent, about John McAfee. So, you know, we can continue the crypto discussion as well, but I'm glad you brought up the idea of this sort of the agora, this mark that's a Greek word for marketplace, and that people will be selling things here at ForkFest, and they will not be asking permission from any government goons to sell. And this is sort of like, for listeners that aren't unfamiliar, you know, if you're just tuning in to Free Talk Live, you don't know what any of this is about. We're at ForkFest. It's a third year libertarian camping event. There's voluntarists, there's anarchists, people that love freedom are here. And this event forked off of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mm-hmm. That is, I believe, in its 16th or 17th year this year. Has been around for a long time. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival had sort of became, many years ago, it was like the world's first kind of crypto temporary community that came together, and people were selling tacos for crypto. People were selling, you name it.
What year are you talking about, though?
This would have been like 2012, 2013.
See, 2012, there was no crypto to speak of here. Wasn't it 2012? Like 2014 when we were...
Okay, maybe
I think Roger Ver came here
in 2012. And you went to jail in 2012.
Yeah, because
I went to jail in 2012?
Yeah.
It only took me 3 years. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I was thinking that was 2014.
Well, we can talk more about it here. Time flies, but we can continue here from ForkFest 2019. You can go to ForkFest.party as the wind is kicking up a little bit here. We may actually end up, I think we should probably lower the tent just a bit just to protect the equipment as much as possible, because it's fun to broadcast outside, but we are in the middle of a bit of a precipitation. This is Free Talk Live. We're going to continue here from Rogers Campground at ForkFest 2019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling an initiative aimed at helping former prison inmates find work.
We're here today to announce a vital new action that we're taking to help former inmates find a job, live a crime-free life, and succeed beyond their wildest dreams.
The Second Chance Initiative will give those returning from prison an opportunity to lead productive lives. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. At that same event, she thanked the president for the opportunity.
This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019, year number 3. We're kind of just generally talking about these events. And, Rich, you and I, you know, we go way back on these libertarian camping festivals here in New Hampshire. It's beautiful Rogers Campground. It is a little bit of a rainy day here today, but actually it does seem to have lightened up a little bit, even though we just brought the tent down. It's now, you know, I guess it was just a gust of wind earlier. But either way, we're here and broadcasting outside. We were talking about the marketplace here at the campground, which at this point I don't think anybody's selling anything quite yet, but I know my roommate, actually, Matt, is coming up, and you guys are going to team up and sell some delicious food items. And
some
he
guy
was,
tried to sell me some ganja earlier, so
right
trade has begun.
It's already happening. That's good. And he was just cooking all last night in preparation for this, and I know that there's been at least a few other people who have announced that they're going to be selling food here this year. So that's going to be better than last year, where there was like one guy doing breakfast. And so it's going to be a lot more. I think food is going to be available here. And people are not going to be asking government permission, which is, I think, one of the best parts about this. Nobody's got their little permit or whatever. There's no permit. I'm sure the government would love for you to get a permit. But
my entrepreneurial strategy this year is, you know, last year there were too few food vendors, and that was an issue. But my prediction is that this year there will be either just the right number or too many
Yeah, there may be too many.
So I'm basically hanging fire with cash in my pocket, and then when I figure out what people don't have,
run
down to Walmart and get enough for 200 people, and then see if I can find 200 people who want it.
And you did also touch on the idea that there are a lot of folks who are willing to accept cryptocurrency. Now, something that
I prefer cryptocurrency. I will give you a discount if you trade with me in crypto.
Now, something that didn't happen on previous years, at least prior to the last few years, because AnyPay didn't exist until 2017, was it was harder to accept crypto because you had to have a wallet, and accepting crypto with a wallet's a little more clunky. I mean, it can be done, but it takes a few more steps. The folks over at AnyPay.global have made it super easy to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and several others. You can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and they will walk you through the very short setup process. It is nowhere near as difficult as you might be thinking it is to accept cryptocurrency. Even if you're starting from zero, if you've never had any cryptocurrency before, it's super easy to do. Just follow the steps at helpmetakebitcoin.com. And I heard the AnyPay guys will be showing up today, so I haven't seen them yet.
Yeehaw.
But if we see them wandering by, we're definitely going to grab them today or tomorrow as soon as we can get them in.
So did we ever find out, is there going to be a big gay dance party at
Yes,
Fort
there
Fest?
Is. It's,
all right.
Yeah, it's happening on Monday night. So if you are listening to this broadcast and you plan to come up here, or if you have not yet planned but you want to, you've got time to get here. It's gonna, like I said, this is going on throughout the whole weekend. Monday is the last day of Fork Fest, and that's the day for the big gay dance party. And that's, I should say, the return of the big gay dance party, because the last year it happened was 2015 at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And that was when it was Buzz's big gay dance party. This is going to be Derek and Steve, or Derek and
Derek J. Steven. And Steven from AnyPay.
Yeah, I never remember whether to say Steve or Steven, so...
I think he would answer to either one, but I believe he goes by Stephen.
Oh, okay.
So go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and you'll learn how to get started taking cryptocurrency. Vincent, if you're freezing to death, you don't have to sit out here.
No, I'm doing exercising. I'm doing core exercises, I'm doing core exercises.
Because it is like 56 degrees out here right now. It is, it's pretty cold out here.
Well, I mean,
here.
It's cold for, June.
Yeah, but it's not the summertime yet, right? Like, we're in New Hampshire, and we're in northern New Hampshire, so it's even colder here than it would be, let's say, in Keene, where we normally do the show today. And but that's, tomorrow the sun could be out.
I did see a busload of brass monkeys leaving town.
The brass monkey from pirate ships?
You mean people who couldn't handle the cold?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, Flatlanders.
So here we are. We're at Rogers Campground. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event, and it's definitely not too late for you to come up and join us here. But, cryptocurrency, I think that would be a really cool thing if this event became the key kind of crypto camping event like the Porcupine Freedom Festival used to be, because from what I've heard, Rich, now I haven't been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, Forkfest is the Porkfest as anarchy is to minarchy. So, it's if you want the anarchist experience, it's at Forkfest these days.
This is the one that's more like the original Porcupine Freedom Festival, because the original Porcupine Freedom Festival was much less organized. It was much more kind of people did whatever they wanted to do, and now it's more of a centrally controlled event.
Fake.
And as soon as you have a central controlling authority, that authority is literally required by law to tamp down your event to legal standards. And to the extent that they cave to that, they're going to make less of a fun event. And so the best thing is, like, when I do the 420 rally and the police show up and say, who's in charge here? I say, nobody's in charge here. It's anarchy, dude.
They don't know how to handle that.
They don't, because they don't know who to write the ticket to.
Well, and they're
used to a bunch of people, and generally what any individual is doing isn't. Oh, good lord!
It was a cloud burst.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, they're not used to it because their organizational structure, and every organizational structure they've ever known, has always been top down. Somebody's in charge. Somebody needs to tell me what to do, and that's how the police operate. So, of course, when they show up at a thing, they're like, all right, who's in charge? Because they want to talk to whoever it is that is in charge, because that's their that's their how they understand the world. And when you say something like what you're saying, well, nobody's in charge. There's nobody here that's in charge, whatever. They don't know what to say to that. We used to have a joke a long time ago in Keene. This might have been before you showed up or right around the time. There was a boy that was like the son of a couple of the activists who would come frequently to some of the things that we were doing. And whenever the police would show up and ask who's in charge, we'd all point at this like 7-year-old.
You ratted out a 7-year-old? Jesus God, man.
The idea was they don't know what to do then either, because what are they going to do to, you know, a child?
Well, Christ, they're a meat grinder. You can't expect you can't expect any more compassion like out of these animals than you can out of a tractor.
I see what you're saying, but it wasn't like that. This is New Hampshire.
But I would be afraid that they would really say, okay, the kid's in charge. Let's take him.
Well,
I can see it being done and then put his parents on trial for endangerment.
Yeah.
Well,
throw him into jail.
It
wasn't like that. This is
see, I would
sure.
rather
oh, you were
see
lucky.
The
you were lucky then.
Thing where it's just like, I am Spartacus.
Right.
No, I am Spartacus. Maybe that's what we should do is if they say what's in... Well, isn't that our slogan? Like, nobody's in charge, so everybody is?
That's the Forkfest unofficial slogan.
I guess that's what we should tell the police.
You can make the slogan whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here for Forkfest. I'm here for, you know, QA Fest or whatever, right? Yeah,
call it whatever you want. Bandcamp is another name for
the
festival.
I like Bandcamp.
The festival
this
has...
1 year
at Bandcamp. As in B-A-N-N-E-D. We have to spell
it's
it, right?
True, because we have to be banned from polite society and minarchy.
But nobody can ban anyone from Forkfest because there's nobody in charge of it. Technically, I suppose the campground could. Like,
they could.
There are some,
but they like money. They probably
sure.
won't.
Yeah, there are rules that are, you know, the campground does have certain rules, right? You know, no running by the pool or whatever, you know, the rules might be. But generally, as you pointed out, I think off the air, Rich, you know, these the campground. They love these events because
it's
their biggest
year.
Oh yeah, this is the
best week they have all year.
Yeah.
These 2 weeks.
Exactly. So if you want to have the experience of, you know, hanging out with a bunch of cool Liberty people, this is going to be the place to do it. And I'm not saying the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a bad event. It's just a different event. That's all. It's a more of a family kind of oriented event these days. That's not to say there won't be families.
Well, no,
here.
Not. I mean, it's good to have strokes for all the folks. You know, because there are people who are Christian family people who want to bring their Christian family to New Hampshire and be libertarians here. And that's a wonderful thing. And they should have a place that's friendly to them to go and that is limited to what they want their kids to see. And then we should also have...
Right.
The party.
Yeah.
And this is the party.
All right, so we got more coming up here from Forkfest 2019. This is Free Talk Live, and you can't join us by calling in, but you can join us physically in reality. Get on up here. Forkfest.party. We're at Rogers Campground. There's more coming up here in moments.
Party!
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? 1? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Fork Fest. Rich is already tipsy, and it is 3 in the afternoon.
It doesn't take much. I can't hold my alcohol because I rarely do.
There's just one can of Mike's Hard.
No, he had two.
No,
just
one. Were there two of those?
It was just one. No, I only brought only four.
One. Really? I thought it was on his second one. That's only one?
Oh, okay. Sweet.
I think
Thank
I
you.
Might
Good
have
enough.
Jacked
Good
somebody
enough.
Else's. Could you grab that?
Those are 8%, too. So yeah. it is a...
But it's for tall boys. They're tall boys.
Right.
They're 16
I don't
ounce.
Drink alcohol. Drugs are much healthier.
Well, you and Aria did have... So you're right
plants
about that.
Plants are much healthier.
You're right. And you and Aria did have a pretty amazing after show a couple of weeks ago when you were...
Piss drunk.
The drunkest I've seen in a long time. But you were, like, in the zone. I mean, you were just...
Was I good?
Yeah, I mean...
I haven't watched it. I was afraid. I don't remember what I said.
For how drunk you were pretty good. Generally, you don't want to have somebody be too drunk on the air because it's bad. But it wasn't a radio show.
Well, I try to be drunk well when I am drunk.
This is a radio show.
It is.
It wasn't, but, you know, it wasn't a radio show. It was an after show that we do on the Twitch and DLive platforms, and it was pretty entertaining. And I think that it was probably the best one that we've had. Although the Chris Cantwell one was also pretty good that you did with him.
I enjoyed the Chris Cantwell thing. Yeah. I would like to interview more. I'd like to do a series of like interviewing people with bad ideas and then telling them why their ideas are bad, but telling to them in a nice and rational way, not calling them names.
Exactly. That's an important thing. And so anyway, we're here, and I do want to let you know that local.bitcoin.com has launched. It's been out for over a week at this point, and there are advertisements there for selling and buying Bitcoin Cash. If you've ever used the other website that they're competing with in the past, which was called Local Bitcoins, they got rid of the ability to sell Bitcoins locally from the original site. So now local.bitcoin.com has stepped in. They've offered...
they haven't stepped in yet, though.
No, it's on. It's on.
Yeah, it started. I haven't gotten mail from them yet. It started yesterday.
It started last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday?
Yeah, it's been a whole week.
I didn't get the mail.
I don't know. I don't think they send it up.
I
don't think they send postal mail, but they might...
No, I guess I didn't check my email. I've been waiting for that.
Go to local.bitcoin.com and you can put your ads up there if you want, or just buy some Bitcoin Cash. You can use PayPal, you can use Venmo, you can use cash deposit at a bank. There's dozens of payment methods that are accepted there on the site. Now it is brand new, so you know it's not to where it probably will end up getting. They're still fixing some of the bugs, but the team that's behind it is paying attention to the feedback from customers, from people using the site, and they've been very responsive. I've been pretty impressed with how they've been handling things over there, and looking forward to seeing the site grow. It is actually encrypted communications between buyer and seller. Nobody can read what the conversations are between the people on the site.
And that's the right way.
Yeah.
The best way to prevent people from storing your information is don't give it to them in the first place.
That's right.
The church has a very, very, very specific policy about secrecy in Bitcoin transactions, which is I can only do them while drunk.
Okay, well then now's the time.
And that way I don't remember. If you have a stoner priest, you can count on him not to pass on your confessions.
Well, then you don't have to be drunk.
He's not going to remember.
As you pointed out, drinking is generally a much more dangerous activity than getting, smoking a little cannabis. It's much safer. You're not going to have as many problems. Anyway, go to local.bitcoin.com. You can go there. They got some great options for buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. As we continue here, just generally from Rogers Campground on a very cold day in the middle. It's still the springtime. You know, that spring isn't quite over, and in New Hampshire, it really doesn't get warm around here until the summertime, until the middle of the summer.
For about 20 minutes.
Basically. Now, it can get pretty hot. Like, New Hampshire does have the ability.
The thing I remember about Porkfest is I'd always have a sunburned top of my head because...
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go outdoors in those days. I'm outdoors more now.
Yeah, and we are broadcasting or recording the show outdoors, which is a bit of a difference than the way we used to do it, which was we used to go up in what they called a TV room here, and we would actually do the show live.
I miss that.
In front of a studio audience.
I
want to
see that happen at Forkfest. I want to make
it happen. I don't.
I
like being out here. I'm done doing the TV room shows. I'm sick of it.
See, the thing I like about the TV room shows is a lot of times at night when it does get cool, it gives people a place to withdraw that isn't as, party-esque.
Oh, I don't know. We had some parties. I mean, we had some parties up there. I remember one year Jason Osborne threw a Free Talk Live amplifier party up there, and it was when we had hit our 100th radio affiliate. He made custom shot glasses that had Free Talk Live 100. You know, it was like a commemorative kind of collectible thing, and he gave them out to everybody who was an amplifier that came to Forkfest that year, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
Porkfest that year. And of course this year we're celebrating 200 radio affiliates. So congratulations to us.
Someone's got to throw a mega party for that. That'd be
you could do
lit.
That.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, man. That'd
big
be
gay
lit.
Dance party. We'll just co-op the big gay dance party for that. Because why not?
Yeah, Vincent's big gay dance party. If he's happy, it's going to be a very happy festive.
Very
time.
Happy.
I'll spell gay with an E at the end of it.
Does that make it more happy?
Well, so it sounds like old English.
I think that makes it more gay.
The Big Gay Dance Party, by the way, has a big history as well, having been held at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for 6 years. I believe it was 6 years straight, Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. It ended up getting coverage in Vice magazine at one point. You got coverage. That's right. You did get coverage for the 420s. No, that was for the for going to prison possibly for 80 years.
Yeah. They did actually good coverage.
It is Vice. I mean, of course they're going to do good coverage
I enjoyed the Vice.
Excuse me.
I don't know. I've had I've I have mixed opinions on Vice's report.
They've gone very downhill in recent years.
Really?
They've
gone kind of leftist.
They have a reporter, and it was founded by Gavin McInnes. That's also a funny thing back as a magazine. But they have a reporter who's gone into hiding because they allegedly broke in or reportedly broke into someone they wanted to interview's house.
Oh, my.
Or no, they went into her property or did something, allegedly, right? Their Twitter is now protected. No one's making any statements about it. Yeah, they tried to. I think they trespassed or allegedly, you know,
whose
I don't want to get
Twitter
sued,
is protected
onto the owner of 8chan, right, in the Philippines. They went onto his property to do an interview. He got it recorded on his security cameras, and they just suddenly disappear. It's not being covered anywhere except, like, fringe sites.
Didn't I hear HBO canceled their show?
Who?
Vice. HBO canceled Vice's HBO show. Eric's in the background. He's saying yes. So I don't know what that was for, but maybe it was the ratings weren't what they were hoping it to be or what. But anyway, forkfest.party, there's a forum that you can link to there. There's a Telegram chat room, which has been very active, and I'm sure it's going to be, you know, very active, especially over this the weekend, as we are at day number one. People slowly arriving. We've seen some friendly faces, some folks that we recognize from past events, and as I said, there's plenty of time for you to get up here as well. So, should we get into the news? Because we've been vamping here for the first hour, and it's been good. There's no doubt about it. But there are things to talk about, and I know, Vincent, you wanted to discuss John McAfee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The madman himself.
The software magnet.
That's not good. Magnus is a race software. You can't bring Magnus around software.
I just knew you were going to have something for it. That's why I looked at you.
Yeah, it had to be said. You can't expose it to magnets.
Well,
it's all magnetism.
Magnets don't harm software. It's usually the hardware that they...
Well, the thing is, it'll erase your hard drive, and then you don't have your software anymore.
Right, that's true. This is true. So, we'll talk about John McAfee, who is in the news again. He's on the run, by the way. I don't know if you knew this, but John McAfee is outside of the United States right now and has been for a few months because...
Is that his boat flash campaign headquarters still?
That's right. And he's lashing out against the U.S. federal government. Story from CCN.com. Says Bitcoin bull John McAfee warns government, I will bury you. You gotta love this guy. I just wish he could.
Yeah, they've buried a lot more people than he has, but I hope he's right. Yeah.
He says he's got the documents.
I would lend him my shovel.
No doubt. Bitcoin millionaire John McAfee, who's a fugitive from the law for tax evasion.
He's a billionaire, isn't he? Isn't he a billionaire?
That's what it said, billionaire.
Okay.
Here. Derisively taunted the U.S. government on Twitter recently. McAfee warned them to leave him alone or he will effing bury them.
Now go away, silly British kniggets, or we will taunt you a second time.
In a dizzying weekend Twitter rant, McAfee claimed the Department of Justice is compiling a bogus case against him for money laundering, racketeering, and murder. We'll get into the details here in moments. I know you got stuff to say about this, Vincent, so we'll continue here. Hour number two from ForkFest 2019 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.